finding the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 14th day of February, 2006, from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas, just a few miles north of, well, the state's capital, Austin. On today's program, I've got Morgan Reynolds with us, Dr. Morgan Reynolds. He is a currently the Professor Emeritus of Economics at Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas. He's former Chief Economist at the U.S. Department of Labor, 2001-2002. And he also served as the Director of the Criminal Justice and Senior Fellow at the National Center for Policy Analysis, headquartered in Dallas. Professor Reynolds is the author or co-author of 6 books, including Public Expenditures, Taxes, and the Distribution of Income. Sounds like redistribution of wealth to me. Power and Privilege, Labor Unions in America, Crime by Choice, and Economics of Labor. He has published over 50 articles in refereed academic journals. I have to ask him what that means. I'm not quite sure. I've never heard that word before, including the American Economic Review, Journal of Political Economy, and Journal of Labor Research. He has authored or co-authored dozens of policy studies for organizations like the Joint Economic Committee of the United States Congress and the National Center for Policy Analysis. He's written dozens of op-eds for Newsweek, Wall Street Journal, Investors Business Daily, Fortune, National Review, Dallas Morning News, Houston Chronicle, Washington Times, LouRockwell.com, and many other popular outlets. He has frequently testified. He's testified in front of the congressional committees and appeared on many television and radio news programs, including the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer, PBS program Data Debates and Debates. I guess that's not a misprint here, CNN and the Fox News Channel. Dr. Reynolds' research and publications interests have ranged over a wide variety of labor market issues, including income inequality, trade union behavior, and labor regulations, as well as economics of crime and punishment. Something that we're sorely lacking in, by the way. The criminals are going free. Over the past few years, he has served as a consultant and researcher for the National Correctional Industries Association, an industry trade group for attracting and administering paid job opportunities within prison walls for inmates. Reynolds received his Ph.D. in economics in 71 from the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He's taught and done research at several universities, including the Poverty Institute of the University of Wisconsin, University of California, and Texas A&M. He serves on the board of editors at the Journal of Labor Research, the Quarterly Journal of Austrian Economics, and the Journal of Libertarian Studies. In 1993 and 94, he was visiting scholar at the Joint Economic Committee of the U.S. Congress. He's been an adjunct scholar of the Cato Institute and currently is an adjunct scholar with the Ludwig von Mises Institute in Auburn, Alabama. Along with other professional affiliations, Dr. Reynolds is a member of the Mont Pelerin Society, an international society of free market economists, scholars, and policy advocates. I squeezed that all in right before this first break. We'll be right back with Dr. Morgan Reynolds.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Programming note here, ladies and gentlemen, coming up this Saturday, February 18th, Republic Broadcasting Network in conjunction with the True Seekers down at the Alamo Draft House Theater, 409 Colorado Street in downtown Austin, Texas. Dylan Avery, he's the young questioning person whose investigation found the many holes in the media's coverage of 9/11, resulting in the acclaimed second edition DVD Loose Change 2 by Dylan Avery and Corey Rowe. Well, folks, Dylan Avery will be down here this Saturday at the Alamo Draft House from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's when the presentation is. And tickets are available at Republic Broadcasting Network. You want to reserve your tickets now. Call us at 800-724-2719. People in Austin, you have a tendency, you're a little laid back and you're kind of last-minute people. I urge you not to wait on this one. Give us a call, 800-724-2719. And Greg Szymanski, which I'm going to pick him up after this program tonight. He'll also be down there Saturday, as well as myself and some other prominent dignitaries from the Austin area. So you'll want to be down there for that. Tickets are $10. And all you have to do is call the number, 800-724-2719. Get your tickets today, folks. A lot of people will wait at the last minute and try to show up at the box office. I'm not going to guarantee you a seat doing that. 800-724-2719. Make the call right now. It'll only take you a few minutes to do it. My guest today is a gentleman that Well, I read you his bio. He's been around quite a while. These voices that are coming forth, ladies and gentlemen, and these are people that used to be in the inner workings of Washington, D.C., that knows how things are going, how things are set up. When 9/11 came along, it changed the face of America. And I heard a talk show host say this a couple of days ago, and it is true. They keep telling us that, well, we have to restrict your freedoms a little bit to grant you security. Well, I mean, I remember what old Ben Franklin said about that one, you know, about you deserve neither. If you don't have liberty and you don't have the wherewithal to stand up and maintain it, that's what makes us different than any other country on the face of this planet. It is our Constitution. It is this republic. And for quick and transient, fast reasons, we've got to change security here in this country. We're going to take away your rights. Well, some of them will be severely curtailed. Folks, our freedom are our rights, okay? With that, I've got Dr. Morgan Reynolds with us. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon, John. Call me Morgan, please.
Okay. We've got a severe echo going on here. It's being tuned out as we speak. Okay. I was just did a Google search on you, Morgan, and front page of Texas A&M website says 9/11 was not a government conspiracy. They're trying their best down at A&M to distance themselves from you. Why is that?
I guess Texas A&M, at least from the administration point of view, isn't much interested in the truth about 9/11, are they?
Well, it doesn't appear that way, and this is
my... I wish you'd have on Dr. Robert Gates, the president of Texas A&M University, and interview him to find out why this is. I doubt that Dr. Gates, who, of course, is a spook in the vernacular, right, a former DCI, director of Central Intelligence, and a Bush family loyalist, would debate yours truly about the facts and evidence and the logic of 9/11. That's not going to happen. I'd be happy to debate him on the merits.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either.
Well, because there's been a lot of people since the 9/11 commission, and what a whitewash that was.
Oh, even, what was that article in Harper's or Atlantic Monthly, some mainstream outlet, it described it as such. So that's not a fringe talk there.
Well, even Popular Mechanics, you might remember several months ago.
Yes.
I mean, this was Chertoff's, what was it, his brother-in-law?
Yeah, Bernie's, the nephew is, I get it, Michael Chertoff, the Homeland Secretary, yes.
You know, and this is, I've got to tell you, Morgan, I am watching this with a great amount of interest, as well as many other Americans, and none of this stuff is adding up. We're watching the political scene in Washington, D.C. They're trying to politicize this one by saying that the Democrats want to get rid of George Bush because, well, they're partisan, and they just don't want Republicans controlling the House. But we've even had some Democrats, or Republicans, rather, and Karl Rove has been leaning heavily on them, saying basically that if you don't get on board with your party and George Bush, we're going to dry up the purse strings here. We're going to cut these strings for your upcoming elections here. So there's a lot of strong-arming going on in Washington, D.C., but more and more and more and more people around this country are finding out about the fallacies of 9/11. And more importantly, these draconian police state measures that they've brought on America, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, and it's only a down payment if they proceed much further down the preferred path.
Well,
you know, one of the things that gives me hope here is that the Cold War with the Soviet Union, while it had a lot of bogus features, at least had a sense of reality to it in that they had nuclear weapons, revolutionary ideology. They had the delivery mechanisms and appeared formidable. But look at this war on terror. It is so lame, so weak. Let's suppose there were a couple thousand al-Qaeda operatives. You know, why do I, first of all, that's very suspect, but let's grant them that. hey, the teenage girl in the SUV next to me is a bigger threat to my life than Al-Qaeda. You know, it's so preposterous to think that they are this threat that has led to all these measures, including two wars and probably a third to come, and hundreds of billions of dollars more in military-industrial contract buddies. The whole thing is so disproportionate, isn't it? You know, I can remember on 9/11 itself that evening where Rumsfeld says, this is not a crime, referring to 9/11. This is war. So right away, you just fast forward to their preferred aggressions around the globe, and without any, they never even had the courtesy to put together a white paper that they'd promised, nor did the British government, proving their case, not even up to a criminal court standards of evidence, but just preposterous stuff. Right. Look at the 19 hijacker photos they came out within 24 or 48 hours. And then Mueller, the FBI director, is confronted with the fact that at least six of those people have been confirmed alive. It's by mainstream sources.
I think the number is up to nine now.
Yeah, nine I've seen, and that's probably true. So we had stolen identities patched together by the FBI or whatever. They couldn't even keep their patsies straight. And so here we've got, you know, running around with a global domination project. But wait a minute, you know, all roads, you know, the failures in Iraq now are coming home to roost. Bush's popularity is only at 40%, according to the polls. And that is quite low, right? The norm is 55% historically. And they've created a lot of enemies here at home, and the wheels are looking a little shaky on this rocket ship. And yet so many people draw the line at 9/11. They don't go there, right? They'd lie about provoking us into a war in Iraq or now Iran, but they don't want to go to 9/11. Yet that's where the logic drives you.
Well, and that's exactly the reasoning. I mean, it was 24 hours after. And by the way, Morgan, we refer to Al-Qaeda around here as being Al-Qaeda.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
right. I mean, Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein are both creatures of U.S. creation, right? So one decade they're our big buddies, and the next decade they're worse than Hitler.
Well, and a lot of people have been wondering, you know, because it's some people are saying, and I think this is incorrect, that the world government, the globalist out there, the United States is striking out on its own to be an empire builder, much like the British Empire was. The old saying is the sun never sets on the British Empire. They wanted to colonize and make everybody dependent on England. But it's been my contention that we're working in concert with these globalists because we have to bring the Middle East under control, whether it means democratizing and giving the great system of government to Iraq democracy and maybe Iran and Syria and whomever else over there that disagrees with the United States or maybe Israel's policies. But I see a strange disconnect going on here. Whereas, yes, we need to move the International Monetary Fund into the Middle East. We need to calm things down and get everybody plugged into this matrix so we can all hum along with this global tune that we're supposed to be singing right now. And I think that's the United States' job as far as the Middle East goes. And of course, we're going to be part of the free trade area of Americas. You know, we saw the foster children here so far, NAFTA and GATT, but we've got to have a world government, so I think this is one problem area on the face of the planet that we just have to get under control so we can merrily march to the New World Order tune that they're trying to, well, blow for us all. Tell you what, we got to take the break here. We'll come back. My guest today, happy to have this man, Dr. Morgan Reynolds. We'll continue with this interview right after this short break. And your phone calls also at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
They're getting to ready to make a monumental mistake. The neocons, the little Machiavellian crew out there, thinks that this is a good idea to expand the United States presence in the Middle East. They've been trying to the run-up on the... Is it going to be the attack or declared war on Iran? And people on this broadcast know my opinion about this. If we're sitting there looking at Israel that has over 400 nuclear weapons with every imaginable delivery system, then why is it that a Arab country over there can't have a couple of lousy nukes as deterrents against a formidably armed neighbor? Would we, in this country, if we were nuclear free, would we tolerate Canada or Mexico or Cuba or some backwater third world nation in Central or South America to have nuclear weapons and pointed at the United States? I don't think so. There is monumental reasons why this expansion of the U.S. cannot continue in the Middle East. And folks, for you people out there that think Republicans are bad and Democrats are good, well, I've got news for you. Whoever's going to be seated in Washington, D.C. in 2008 is going to continue the same thing. But this is just not, and Dr. Reynolds brought this up. This is just not about Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, possibly Syria, and other parts around the planet, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about George Bush's self-declared war on terrorism, quite possibly for the next 100 years. And if there has not been legitimate terrorism around the world, we keep pressing the way we have been. We're going to create them, I can guarantee you, because no country, no nation is going to sit back and allow themselves to be continually beat up by this renegade government we have running the United States right now. And the people that are making policy decisions, the Rummies, the Mr. Rumsfelds, and, of course, Mr. Halliburton himself, the guy that almost killed a prominent attorney down here in Central Texas last Saturday. Folks, this is out of control, and it needs to be ground to an immediate halt. I said yesterday, Morgan, that George Bush should hope for impeachment in of his presidency because that would be the easiest way for him to get out of this.
Well, in a gallows humor sort of way and living with the consequences of their own policies, I was, if anything, in favor of Bush-Cheney being reelected because, you know, hey, skull and bones, right-wing branch, left-wing branch, what's the difference? You know, it's the same Illuminati bunch. I think it's good. And, of course, he probably, you know, the evidence looks pretty strong that the Bush-Cheney Republican machine actually stole the election. I mean, Kerry might have won because it looks like he actually did win Ohio from all the electronic fakery that went on. But whatever, I'm good with them not being off the hook.
Well, and the problem is going to be because we're shifting into graver crises every day. And we're getting further and further removed from the central point, this 9/11/2001.
Yes.
And
now 4.5 years old. Yes, but it is the sanction. It is the pretext. It's the be-all, end-all for the global domination project that you've been talking about.
You know, and Morgan, I've taken my hits over this. I mean, it used to be that we were right-wing extremist, that we were anti-government, that we were a host of a sundry names that the mainstream media is used to call us. They have stopped short of calling the patriot community, and I'm talking about people, salt of the earth people, that believe in God, country, family, constitution, you know, what we used to be comprised of in this country,
mm-hmm.
rather than a balkanized multicultural state that we see ourselves in now and not getting any better. The news media continues to lie about how many illegals are actually in this country, and the clock's ticking on that one. The best that we can figure from Ranch Rescue, from the Minuteman Project, from all concerned, the American Patrol, all of these people documenting all the illegals coming across and guesstimating the numbers, we have it at about 40 million right now.
Okay.
So, having said that,
you know, that's a mixed bag. But the problem goes to the warfare welfare state. That's the crux of this. And at the center of that is the Federal Reserve and the whole funny money scraps of paper is going to make us rich problem. And that makes for unlimited government.
If they had to
finance their projects with real taxation in a real money gold silver system and not just print up whatever they wanted to, run up debt and run huge deficits, we'd have a lot fewer wars now, wouldn't we?
Well, the GAO, and I've said this on this program before, and you were involved in economic discussions and planning stages in Washington, D.C., I'm sure under the
mm-hmm.
Bush administration. The Office of the Government Accounting Office came out, it's been about a year and a half now. It was a little small paragraph in a newspaper that I picked up. I had to read it 3 times and then verify that the story was legitimate, that the past, present, and future obligations of the United States government, the GAO said, $51 trillion. I think they're fudging the numbers a little bit. They could be as high as $70 trillion.
Yeah, that includes the unfunded Social Security liability.
Let's pick that up right after this break with my guest today, Dr. Morgan Reynolds. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeah!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Before the break, Dr. Reynolds, you mentioned the warfare welfare state of America.
Mm-hmm.
Would you expound on that, please?
Well, we're all aware that taxation is high at every level of government, especially the national government. That they regulate, they intervene, they redistribute income. But the most powerful thing the government has was created in 1913, and that's called the Federal Reserve. It's been in the news lately because Mr. Greenspan, the much overpraised 18-and-a-half-year chief of the Federal Reserve System, has been succeeded by Ben Bernanke. Helicopter Ben is many economists of my stripe call him, for advocating that we can drop new money, newly printed money, from helicopters across the countryside in the event that deflation rears its alleged ugly head. And, of course, they're not going to do it that way because insiders get the money first. It's very important who gets the newly printed money. But the point is that once the government has not only access to direct taxation of both personal and business incomes, but also the ability to print money unanchored to any precious metal or real value commodity, the rest is obvious. The notion that Republicans, this is an absurdity, that we're going to apply business methods in government. You know, it's absurd on its face because government's inherently political. But when you have the magic checkbook, discipline is gone. What if I had the magic checkbook? My fiscal discipline would be gone too. So there is the heart of the beast. Yeah, the heart of the beast is the Federal Reserve System.
Now, you being chief economist at the U.S. Department of Labor, and you left that post, how was it arranged that that post was no longer occupied by you? What happened?
Well,
happened there?
I'd been there 16 months, and that was at least 4 months too long.
For
all
whom?
Right.
For whom?
Because my ideology hasn't been acquired in the last 12 months. I had it going in, but for personal reasons, and my first wife had just died, and my work didn't seem relevant. This came walking up to my door. I'm an adventurer. Might as well go try it. See the executive branch from the inside, right, at a fairly high level. And it was fun and educational for a while, but after a while it begins to be frustrating because they're not going to listen to an economist. It's all about what's short-run political advantage pretty much, and that gets very old, and the new wears off. So I left. I've since remarried, established a new life, and that's part of my portfolio in the past, but so I resigned under no pressure. I didn't know about 9/11, even though on that morning when I was in the Department of Labor, I went to a colleague's office who had a TV on, and the first thing I said, seeing this tower ablaze, was, "That building will not fall." And I didn't watch any coverage that morning because I was too busy, along with hundreds of thousands of other bureaucrats, trying to get home, right? We evacuated. And then I just kind of put it on the back burner, and it wasn't until I left government and saw, I knew they'd lied their way into Iraq, and I said, what else would they lie about? And that's when I began writing about 9/11. I found out, at least 2 years afterward, 3 years. And then last June 9th, that LouRockwell.com article kind of caught fire. The UPI picked it up, and Drudge, and so on and so forth. And it gained me some attention as a credentialed expert who's come out and said, hey, 9/11, that's an inside job. Look at the evidence.
Well, we've had Paul Craig Roberts, the Assistant Secretary of Treasury under Ronald Reagan. He's come out.
Yes.
Senator Mark Dayton has come out. U.S. Congresswoman.
Is he really saying 9/11's inside?
Well, he's leading up to that point.
He dances around it.
Yeah, he said, and I'm quoting him here. He says that the paper said NORAD officials lied to the American people. I'm quoting him now. Lied to the American people. They lied to Congress, and they lied to your 9/11 commission to create a false impression of competence, communication, and protection of the American people. Whereas Congressman Cynthia McKinney, she went over that. And there's been a lot of people, Professor David Ray Griffith, what I just had on this broadcast last week.
He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, we've had Robert Bauman come out.
Right.
He's Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bauman. He's retired. A lot of people are saying the same things, but here's the problem that we run into, because you are well-considered folks out there. You're not out there for the fame and the glory and to splash to take in the cash. We have many people, serious, considered people making these very same statements, but they're being totally ignored by the mainstream media.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because we'll talk about yellow journalism. I mean, that description pales in comparison of what we're seeing right now. We're actually seeing the handmaiden for the Department of Justice, for the White House.
Well,
it's
the echo chamber. It was termed the mighty Wurlitzer. It's been true since the late 50s when the CIA had hundreds of agents at the leading media. And when I didn't know this all 3 years ago, but the longer I studied it, the more the evidence mounted. And then when JFK was assassinated, if we want to go back that far, we can go just back to the Oklahoma City bombing. But when JFK is a marker event to me, because that's when the invisible government, the shadow government, took out a president whom they couldn't control, who was independent, who was not going to take orders. And at first, they tried, as an excellent book by Matthew Smith, a British writer, on JFK and Marilyn Monroe, et cetera. And it's a very compelling story he tells, where Marilyn Monroe was murdered, and hopefully the whole emerging Kennedy dynasty would get tarred with that one, right? But because the LAPD chief decided not to go there, that effort failed. So they took stronger measures, okay?
Well,
but the
yeah.
point is that the CIA had been run amok in the world in the 50s. Well, we can go back to the 40s, but in the 50s, with foreign assassinations, overturning government, et cetera. But that was the first time after JFK slapped them down that they, along with lots of other insiders, took him out. But the point is, the media, the mass media, was compliant then, in the same way they are with every one of these events, which have been escalating in size ever since.
Well, and of course, you alluded to Kennedy's bidding fond farewell to planet Earth here back in November of 1963. And it was interesting because you mentioned the Federal Reserve as being one of the root problems in this country, and I'm in complete agreement with you on that one. There were two presidents that basically did the very same thing. Abraham Lincoln, because he needed money for the Civil War, printed greenbacks, and what did John F. Kennedy do? He did the same thing. As a matter of fact, I carry with me, for demonstration purposes only, in my wallet, which I'm grabbing right now, I have a $5 bill, and these were denominated in 5s, 10s, and 20s, I do believe. And it was under the Kennedy administration that he ordered the United States Treasury to print United States notes. Now, notice I said United States notes,
yes,
and not Federal Reserve notes.
Right.
And he was ordering the Treasury to print this money to loan it out into circulation at zero interest. Now, who do you think that made mad?
Right. Yes. The Federal Reserve is an unconstitutional creation that was drawn up by an inside group of the Morgans, Rockefellers, and Rothschilds in Jekyll Island. When did they meet, John? I think it was 1911. But
yeah.
Their brainstorm was eventually passed in the midnight hour in December of 1913. That's when a lot of bad legislation passed.
Christmas Eve, as a matter of fact, when everybody, all the Congress critters at that time, were on Christmas break.
Right, yeah. Right. That was like, it reminds me of George Herbert Walker Bush giving his pardons for the convicted Iran-Contra conspirators. That was on Christmas Eve of after he was defeated. That was 1992.
and it just keeps going on and on and on. So we have vested interest out there, and I'm watching how the IMF is moving steadily and encroaching on the Middle East right now. The news media keeps saying that we're going to give them democracy. Yeah, that means McDonald's on one street corner and a XXX movie theater on the other. But more importantly, we're going to have the IMF in there, because if you notice what Iraq did, is the same thing Iran is doing, is we're not trading in U.S. dollars. You being an economist at the Department of Labor, you know this better than anybody. We don't have anybody out there willing to take our debt anymore. We can't sell this debt off, which is going to...
Well, the world's choking on it.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Paul Craig Roberts before, and I see eye to eye, and he's a highly capable economist on many things, but he had a blog item the other day on antiwar.com in which he argued that this whole talk about the Iranian oil burst and setting up an exchange for international oil trade in non-dollars was of no consequence or little consequence. I disagree completely. That is a commodity. You know, all international trade in oil is in dollars. Well, that creates quite a big demand for dollars overseas. And if that cord is seriously frayed or cut, how much demand is there going to be for the dollar? A highly debt-ridden nation kind of staggering along an alleged, healthy growth path and all the rest of that nonsense.
Well, what did we just see, Morgan, the other day? What did we just see that six United States ports, the biggest ports in this country, are now going to be basically run by Saudi Arabia?
Oh, really? I hadn't seen that.
Oh, absolutely.
Know.
I think it was a $1.6 billion, it was more than that. I think it was like $6 billion deal. But I've said this. If you sell off the debt and you can't do anything, if somebody comes knocking to your door, the bill collector comes knocking at your door and you tell them you don't have any money,
well,
but what are you going to give them?
Well, you know, what's the risk is hyperinflation, of course, that we run the printing presses faster and go the way of Germany after World War One. But you know, if you look at the international situation, here's what's terribly frustrating to me. And there's a guy on the left named Peter Dale Scott who makes this point, which is quite correct. And that is the United States overseas creates its own enemies. Now, some of that I know is by intent, but this is inadvertent. And you can see this very graphically in Iraq. Remember how they used to say that Southeast Asia was the dominoes? If we pull out, you know, one country after another will fall. Well, that didn't happen. And our withdrawal actually allowed Southeast Asia to try to heal up, and then a lot of these people, the extremists even on the left, revert to normal politics instead of guerrilla warfare. But it's so obvious to me in Iraq that we create the enemy by not allowing the locals to solve their own problems, or at least try to.
And what I, Morgan, what I envision going on in Iraq, we're going to be playing policemen, standing on the street corners, getting our butts shot off, there's absolute civil strife and civil war going on in Iraq.
By contrast to the semi-madmen who rule the United States and are destroying us, look at the Founding Fathers, how blessed we were. Their image was not only of a state with considerable sovereignty on almost all fronts except for selected issues, you know, the 19 items that where Congress had dominance, but the idea was we would be an independent commercial republic, right? We'd be friends to all who meant us no harm. And it's not that we were isolationist. We were a trading-producing nation. And we would stand up for our rights, certainly under attack. But we weren't out to dominate the world, right? And how far we've come from that idea.
Well, I mean, take a look at this. I mean, we got a break coming up here in a few minutes, and I'm going to urge people, the callers that are online right now, we'll get to your calls right after this break, 800-313-9443. If we take a look at current situation, and I've been telling people this for a number of years, the Congress critters in Washington, D.C. are part of this problem right now, and they have no way in which to get us out of this economic downturn that we're in. Downturn because they've been irresponsible with the credit line money.
Well, here's a good question you'd ask either group of people, and that is, Congress, why do you exist? Republicans, why do you exist? Their only purpose, a truthful answer would be, they want to be there. They want to be an influence. They're completely unprincipled. I mean, Congress hasn't done we talk about Bush not vetoing a single bill. Well, what has Congress done? In opposition, they've got enormous constitutional power. In fact, the Constitution really made the Congress the dominant branch. They aren't all really co-equal. The executive, the president, is supposed to be subordinate. He's supposed to execute the laws, that and only Congress can appropriate money, etc. But they are a bunch of laydowns.
In the executive branch, all power is running through and emanating now from the executive branch.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's ignoring, we'll call it, the powers behind the throne, which is another group, the invisible group.
Well, I don't know how much longer our coiffured, little well-suited and well-heeled briefcase-carrying lawyers in Washington, D.C. think this party's going to continue before the American people are looking to take these guys out on the town square and string them up by their scrawny little necks. We're in serious, serious trouble. We've got to take the break. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
right, folks, we're back. My guest today, Dr. Morgan Reynolds. Morgan, are you up in the Dallas area?
No, I'm in the hills of Arkansas.
You're in Arkansas.
Yeah, emeritus means that I am retired from active duty. It's an honorific title. I was taught at Texas A&M for 28 years.
Well, you're kind of close to Texas.
I've got two sons, one of whom is in Dripping Springs and the other in Bryan College Station, so I get down there often.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thought occurred to me during the break. I was talking to my webmaster. Do you ever give public do you ever speak publicly?
Oh, sure. I'm a good sport about that.
Well, it occurred to me that we in conjunction with the Truth Seekers down here in Austin, that we bring in speakers, and I'm going to be doing a lot more of this, because one thing that's sorely lacking is people participating, getting in, and meeting of like minds and exchanging ideas, and we've got this problem here, so what do we do about it? So this network is geared toward finding solutions, and I'm wondering if you would not grace us down here in Austin if we set up and made arrangements to come down here and give a talk to the
fine
folks.
Oh, I'd be more than happy to do that, John.
All right. Well, we'll schedule that out, and we'll talk to you further about that one. First, let me get to the phones, because these people have been holding on forever here. John in Minnesota, you're up.
Yeah, greetings.
Hi.
Doctor, I got a little feedback for you on Mark Dayton. You'll recall that he said that even if you reelect me, I will not go back to Washington, D.C. So he knows a little more than he cares to count on.
Right. Yeah. Well, he's one of these hopefuls, but he keeps on dancing around and won't go to the heart of it, so...
Even Cynthia
McKinney, that's true.
I think he's a little afraid for his family. But anyhow.
Well, the Paul Wellstone precedent must strike home.
I was
there
just going
in
to say that. Yeah, I
oh,
was
yes.
just going to say that.
Oh, yes. I followed that one very carefully, and that's a whole other story, isn't it?
Right.
Anyhow, this is completely off the wall where you were at, but... Just a curious question. Have you ever looked into who in the world this Osama bin Hu is that's on trial?
On trial?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Saddam Hussein?
Or Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who the guy is, but see, I do genealogy, and sometimes we get a lot of pictures that don't have any identification to them, and we use characteristics to... print them out. Well, I found 16 on this fellow, and that don't match up with his official photographs.
Oh, Anyhow. Yeah. I've seen that claim, but I have no expertise on it. But, of course, during his reign of power, he had multiple fakes or imposters,
yes,
lookalikes.
Right.
And some people have alleged that the guy on trial isn't the real Saddam Hussein.
No, I'm positive he is not.
I'm just wondering if we don't have a double for George Bush, because this guy is dumb as a box of rocks. We need somebody who can think a little quicker on their feet in Washington, D.C. I'm wondering if the double isn't standing in right now. Hey, John, hang on. We got to go to the top of the hour break here. Second hour of the National Intel Report. And for you international listeners... on shortwave, that would be 5.050 on your shortwave dial. And everybody else, all the other affiliates and all the other people listening, you just hang on a second. We'll continue this discussion with my guest today, Dr. Morgan Reynolds, right after this short break. Stay tuned.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.